The Permian extinction occurred 252.4 million years ago and was the result of a cascade of events over millions of years. So the idea that the Earth nearly died in a single day, well, that's a bit misleading. Makes a great title, though. First, a large area of Pangaea called the Siberian Traps began gushing out lava in vast quantities. The lava ignited or heated up coal deposits, which clouded the atmosphere and caused temperatures to drop. Ice caps formed and ocean levels plummeted. When the Siberian Traps continued pumping out lava, the gradual buildup of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere eventually warmed the planet 5 degrees Celsius. Methane hydrates in the warming oceans then released great quantities of methane gas into the atmosphere, causing an additional 5 degrees Celsius rise in temperatures. The oceans became stagnant and oxygen depleted. We'd call that anoxic. Green and purple sulfur bacteria predominated in the oceans, releasing clouds of toxic hydrogen sulfide into the water and the air. Hydrogen sulfide and the lack of oxygen killed most ocean animals. In addition, all that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere caused the oceans to become more acidic, dissolving the calcium carbonate shells of animals. Clouds of hydrogen sulfide gas drifted towards land and killed most of the land animals. The sky was green with toxic gases. Acid rain from the high levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere finished off most of the forests and plants. 93% to 97% of all ocean animals and land animals and plants perished. Even most of the insects died out, although a few cockroaches did make it through. More ocean and land animals and plants died out than at any other time in Earth's history. Because of this, the Permian extinction is known as the Great Dying.